Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. Recently Barack Obama suggested that we all be forced to vote. And there was an interesting article that I saw written by Sheldon Richman, who is, you know, one of the big names in the liberty movement. He's a prolific writer. And I got on the phone with him and asked him if he'd talk to us about it. Sheldon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Excellent. So tell us what the advantages are of Barack Obama forcing us to vote.
I can't think of any.
Okay, what are the disadvantages?
Just to put it in some context, I think this was kind of a throwaway line at a town meeting. He hasn't formally proposed this. To my knowledge, there's no bill in Congress. It's not really part of his program.
He just said something like, to the hubris of these people, and you know what, in the perfect world, what they would like us to do.
Yeah, he said it might be a good idea. So it tells us something about him that he thinks that might be a good idea. As I say in the article, I'm not really surprised by that. Government is all about force and violence.
Politicians love that stuff, and they want you to endorse their violence.
The fact that he thinks it might be a nice idea to punish people if they don't vote just tells me a lot about him and the system and who prospers under that system. The idea that if the country is called a free country, now we know it's not, it's hardly anything but a fully free country, but to people call it that, they think of it that way. So in a theoretically free country, the idea that you could get punished for not voting. In other words, they would take some of your money away from you, and if you didn't surrender the money, they would come after you and, you know, maybe put you in prison. And if you resisted, they would use physical force against you because you're not allowed to resist arrest, right?
Right.
The fact that they think Obama and others think that would be a good idea in what they call a free country just shows you how they don't understand anything about freedom. I mean, why would you punish people for not voting?
People propose these things and they forget what the other end of government is. And government is always a gun, right?
So many people forget what the other end of government is. I mean, it's like most people now, I don't think that when I have these conversations with people that most people, that is a majority of people, when you start saying like, oh, well, they'll come and shoot you, you know, or this could end in this fashion, they just always come up with this. That won't happen. That's not what happens. They fine you. And it's like, and you
right,
have
because
to.
Because people will bend to their will. I'd much rather pay a $50 fine than be killed on the way to jail.
Yeah, and they don't ever get the, like, well, what if you don't pay the fine? It's like it doesn't cross people's minds ever.
Right,
oh, you'll just be locked in a cage.
Inside the velvet glove, if it's even velvet anymore. Is an iron fist, and right, ultimately the government is going to enforce its decrees, and if you resist, you know, of course you'll be made out to be the bad person because you've resisted a lawful authority.
Right.
It's certainly lawful in the narrow positive sense. It's not lawful in the sense of natural law. It's contrary to natural law. But most people will say, well, you shouldn't have resisted. I mean, look at some of these cases with the police. These days, they say, well, if he had only not resisted arrest and laid on the ground and let himself be handcuffed, he'd be alive today. Well, that means basically the police and the government officials can do whatever they want to us. And if anything happens, it's our fault because we didn't comply and go docile.
What do you think the most dangerous thing about forcing people to vote is?
Well, dangerous is that, you know, someone who decides he doesn't want to pay the fine could end up getting beaten or worse. It's just the, you know, it's the same old principle that we're heading to the time when, you know, everything that's not forbidden will be required. That's that old line about, you know, there'll be two kinds of things in the world, two kinds of actions. Those that you're not allowed to perform and those that you must perform. In other words, there'll be no zone of freedom at all. First of all, it also makes a mockery of the idea that voting is a right. Now, they like to say voting is a right. I have a lot of thoughts about that, but let's take their word for it. It's a right. Since when do you have an obligation to exercise a right? I have a car. That means I have a right to drive it. Am I obligated to drive it? Of course not. That conflicts with the idea of a right. A right means I decide whether I want to exercise it or not.
Yep,
how can you have a compulsory right to vote? It's total contradiction, right? You have a right of free speech. It doesn't mean you have to speak. You can remain silent, you know, just walk around and never utter any kind of opinion. Should you get punished for not exercising your right of free speech? No, people would laugh at you who said that. So how can there be an obligation to exercise the right to vote? The other thing is, you know, we could talk all night about voting. You know, they always talk about how voting is the most sacred right. It makes, you know, every vote counts. You make a difference. Well, it's hardly the most sacred right. Even if it's a right, I can name the right not to be aggressed against is much more sacred than the so-called right to vote. The other thing is, what's the right to vote even worth? You get one vote out of what? Hundreds of thousands in a lot of cases, millions in a presidential election. The chances of a tie and you're breaking a tie are tiny, unless you live in a really small town. You have a higher chance of getting hit by a car on the way to the polls than of determining the outcome of the election. So what is this right even worth if it is a right? So the whole thing just shows the bankruptcy of the system.
I like to say that you're lucky if your vote counts. You can be almost certain that it will not matter. And, you know, some votes count. I think that some do. But we've certainly seen election rigging, and it's difficult to even know with these machines the way that they're, you know, they're counting people's votes. And then, of course, gerrymandering put into the effect. They draw these they'll draw these districts for the very purpose of knowing what the outcome is going to be anyway. So, I mean, ultimately, it's unlikely that you're lucky if your vote counts, and it's, highly unlikely that it'll matter.
Right, but even assuming away those problems of, you know, machines that are rigged or gerrymandering or any corruption, assume away what we call corruption. Just take a totally honest election. In any sizable jurisdiction, it's a matter of arithmetic that one vote is very likely. I mean, you can go online and look this up and find the odds. People have computed the odds of what the chances are that you'll be a tiebreaker, that there'll be a tie, and therefore you could break the tie. I've lived through many elections. I can say with absolute certainty that if on each of those election days I had done something other than I did, nothing would have changed.
Yeah.
Okay, the same people would have been elected. I know this for a fact. It's arithmetic. This is not ideology.
It's not true where I live, because there have been elections where it's like one vote really would have made a difference. But it is extraordinarily rare, and I don't think it's mattered in any of the presidential elections. And you have to consider that there's probably been more than 1,000 of them since they're all for electoral, different. They're divided by states and electoral regions and stuff.
50 different elections these days. That's true. Well, you'd have to live in a pretty small jurisdiction for there to be, you know, a significant chance of a tie.
Yep.
You know, the average congressional district is 600,000 people. Now, there are children in that number, so they don't vote. But let's say, you know, I don't know, half or so, 300,000. One vote out of 300,000 is a drop in the ocean, and the chances that your vote will determine who holds that congressional seat, like I say, are tiny. It's not impossible, but it's very close to zero. It's not much above zero. And so most of the time, the overwhelming majority of the time, if you stay home, it's not going to make any difference. And you know this is true in presidential years with the 50 different elections for president. For example, if you live in Massachusetts and you want to vote for the Republican, well, you might as well stay home.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting.
Winning in Massachusetts is so tiny, why bother?
I just think it's interesting that this right to vote, right, this concept, is sort of like the ultimate oxymoron that challenges what a right is. I mean, if you have this right to vote, then it's like, well, then you're saying that it's a right to use the tyranny of majority to take other people's rights from them.
Sheldon, hold on, if you would, please. And you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. What do you think about the right to vote? Is it important to you? 855-450-3733. Many people are offended when I say it doesn't matter. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE. 1-800-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. But we've been talking to Sheldon Richman, Liberty luminary, I would say, well-published Liberty author, about the, you know, this whole idea of a mandatory vote. Because this was trotted out by Barack Obama, and it had a little, it got some legs a few days ago, and I think it's worth talking about. They have mandatory voting in Australia, and are things so much better there? Seems unlikely. I want to talk about some of the ramifications about this, but real quick, I want to tell you about where the best place to get cryptocurrencies is. Whether you want to get Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin, you should do it from ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business. You can do business with them whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. All you need to do is start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it with a money order or a check. And you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dashcoin, at ExpressCoin.com. No fee if you use coupon code FTL and you order under $40 worth. It's ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Let's get back to Sheldon Richman. Sheldon, who benefits from mandatory voting?
Well, I think that politicians would, because they could look at the great turnout and I suppose who, you know, it's hard to say which party would benefit more. The point is, the level of knowledge that the average voter has today is very low. And so it probably couldn't go a whole lot lower if you had mandatory voting. So I don't think the overall knowledge level would be, below what it is today. So it's hard to know who would benefit most, but both sides the system would benefit in the sense that the politicians could say, look at the great turnout, and they won't remind you that some people came out because they were going to be fined.
Doesn't that actually just undermine their claim? If you force everybody to vote, then at that point they can't claim any kind of value from people coming out. But you can't say, well, look, only 3% of people came out to vote for you in a city election. It's not like you've got a mandate, Mr. Mayor. You stink.
Yeah. I mean, look, the flaws in the system are so serious. There's no, and this has been studied forever by economists and other people. There's a great book on this by Brian Kaplan called The Myth of the Informed Voter, I think it's called. There's no incentive to be informed because people know that they're not going to make a difference. Most people don't go to the polls thinking they're going to be the decisive vote. So some of them believe it's just it's something you should do.
Yep.
They've learned it in school, the public schools. They want to get a little sticker for their shirt that says I voted. They want to be able to tell their friends, maybe depending on the political circles they travel in, they want to be part of the crowd. They might like a particular person. I mean, there are people who I'm sure voted for Ron Paul who didn't think he was ever going to be president and didn't think their vote was going to matter, but they felt good being part of a community. I mean, I don't criticize a motive like that. The only motive I criticize is like I said, in most elections, if you think you're going to make the difference.
Hold on, Sheldon. I used to drive a taxi cab, and at one point a lady offered me $20 in the form of a tip if I would vote for John Kerry. Now, what I didn't tell her was I was a convicted felon, and this was the state of Florida, and I couldn't vote, so therefore I just refused her money rather than taking it on false pretenses. But she offered me $20 to vote for John Kerry. That lady believed my vote mattered. Didn't she?
Well, she's not very intelligent. It's just thing the government
can't do that.
Because she would have been a convicted felon. I don't think you're allowed to pay people to
right.
vote for other people. I'm sure that's a crime.
Yeah, it's highly illegal to do that.
It's unlikely anyone to catch me.
If you have a right to your vote, why don't you have a right to sell your vote?
Indeed.
I don't know why I can't go on eBay. Now, there's a trust problem. You may buy my vote for candidate X, and how do you know I'm actually going to not vote for candidate Y? So there's a trust issue there, but why should that be against the law?
The irony is that if there was mandatory voting, I think that, either you'd see one thing where they'd still have these low voter turnouts, which would kind of indicate like, hey, people, you're having a mandatory voter, you're having this mandatory voting, and yet people still aren't showing up. Ha ha. You know, that kind of would be one irony. But the other thing that would be kind of interesting is I think if there were mandatory voting, I think more people would be willing to break that law and sell their vote because they'd be, you know, they'd feel sort of rebellious against being forced to do that and say, well, if I have to do this, then I'm going to sell it.
You sell your vote on a relatively regular basis anyway, if you think about it. You know, if, as a husband or a wife or as a family member, if you're going to go home for Thanksgiving dinner, things are going to be worse or better depending on who you vote for, if the family really cares about that sort of thing.
Maybe. I don't know. There are a lot of families out there that have, you know, spouses that vote for different people.
I'm not saying there aren't. Certainly, that's happened at my house. But the, you know, what I'm saying is that oftentimes there's tension in a household over a vote. So to some extent, you can just appease people by saying, yeah, I voted for him or her or whomever.
Well, yeah, the person, no one's going to know because it's a secret ballot.
It's that much.
That's right. I like Lysander Spooner's indictment of the secret ballot. You know, he says that just shows you what a conspiracy it all is. We don't even know who actually voted for these thieves that get in. You should at least have to show your face if you're going to vote for thieves. You should have to show your face. Well, why are the principals of these agents, namely the politicians, why are the principals, the voters, allowed to keep their faces covered? Let us know who's voting for the bigger of say the two thieves, if that happens to be the case. So Spooner in his great essay, the Constitution of No Authority, No Treason Number 6, has a great discussion of voting. I recommend everybody read it.
I'm curious to what your answer to this would be, but I would think that the devil's, you know, in playing devil's advocate, that the argument against that would be that, you know, if someone were a violent dictator and wanted to, you know, kill off the opposition or deal with someone, people who voted for a particular candidate, or if there was a large enough group of people that were involved in that sort of activity, that's why you would want a secret ballot.
Well, I'm not saying that one could outweigh the other, but it doesn't diminish the indictment itself. But the thing, what destroys the indictment is that you can go out there with a camera and ask people in the street what it is, who they voted for, and then ask them who the vice president is and how many states there are and, you know, who won the Civil War and a variety of things that they simply cannot answer. I mean, if you don't know how many states there are, you shouldn't be voting. I mean, it's just
I once proposed, it was tongue in cheek, that they not tell you what day the election is and where the polls are, because you only want the most enterprising people to vote if you believe in voting, right? So only people who can figure it out the day and the time and the place should be voting. Because everyone else is, you know, too dumb to vote. And look, I don't blame the people. It's not that they're dumb. It's that they have better things to do with their time.
They're low-information voters. Sheldon Richman, thank you so much. Can you plug your work right now?
Yeah, you can find my stuff at SheldonRichman.com. That's free association. That's the name of the blog.
Free association, SheldonRichman.com. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
My pleasure. All right.
855-450-FREE if you want to talk about voting or anything else. 855-450-3733.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Johnson.
You need to protect yourself online. Your internet service provider is saving all of your surfing history, likely for many months, if not years. There's lots of room on computers these days. Memory's cheap, so they're saving that surfing history. Criminals are trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet and tracking you as you move about. ProXPN can solve all of that. Simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux, and then just connect to the internet with using this the service, and you're protected from all of it. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all your devices. No need to have a separate account for each device. I think that's important. You know, that saves you some money. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use the promo code FTL50, and it'll save you 50% off of an annual account. That's like $5 a month total. So there you go. FTL50, you'll get the savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter how long you keep it. That's the premium account. And with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. Servers all around the world.
the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online surfing habits. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that's priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go to Mike calling in from Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, folks. How are you today?
All's well.
Two things, Mark. Actually, one was I heard about you talking about the mandatory voting that I guess Obama was petitioning for or something like that.
Yeah, we just had Sheldon Richmond on talking about that, right?
Okay. So I guess out here in Oregon, I don't vote. I haven't voted since 2004 when I was in New Hampshire, and that's the last time I voted. But they have something out here that they passed for the state of Oregon, which registers you. If you have a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. Now, I don't know if, you know, what party they put you in, Republican or Democrat. It's all the same to me. But, I mean, I don't know how they're going to enforce something like this. I really don't have any intention of voting because I don't find the system to be legitimate. But it's just something I kind of wanted to kind of add. I don't know how this matches up with the mandatory voting that Obama's talking about, but what are your
thoughts? I kind of like the idea of being registered to vote and not voting, and here's the reason. Is generally when they talk about people voting, they'll talk about the percentage of registered voters that voted. So what they'll do is they'll cut out the population. There's like 310 million people in the United States. I don't know how many of them are registered to vote, but I imagine it's somewhere around 200 million. So cutting out about more than a third of the population right there. And then they'll, talk about 50% or whatever of registered voters voted in the last election. And that's, that's one way that they kind of boost their numbers, if their percentage numbers, because they don't take the percentage of the population that voted, because some percentage of the population can't vote. You have felons, you have young people, and then there's the people that have just never bothered to register to vote or are not registered to vote, and many, they don't want to talk about those people. Those people have opted out of the system. This is one of the reasons that I think it's silly, the whole Facebook campaigns, the vote for nobody. Well, nobody has won just about every single election since the United States began, and nobody has ever taken office. So you can't trust nobody when you vote for nobody, if you know what I mean.
Right. Sure. Oh, I agree. And, the other thing, too, you were saying was, it kind of boosts the numbers to see who voted, but it also shows that the people, if you kind of look at the difference, it shows the people who were registered to vote who didn't vote. So you can actually, I would much rather focus on that because, less people are voting, the better, but they're still going to have their foolish elections. So, kind of a double-edged sword. But
they're going to have their elections no matter what. This is what we've seen. We've seen elections where in towns where there's the population is so small that sometimes nobody will vote, show up to vote. The candidate who registered for the office didn't show up to vote for himself. And then how many stories are there where that we don't get to see of 10 people showing up to vote and that sort of thing? When you're
so busy thinking of nobody as a person, and when you say nobody showed up to vote, I'm like, well, that's good. nobody should vote for someone.
When you look at these, it shows what they'll do is they'll just reschedule the election. And then as long as they get one person and out of, 100 or whatever in a town to show up, it's fine. The election's legit. There's no threshold. There's no bottom, lower threshold for what makes a vote legitimate. And it should be some percentage of the population if somebody's going to take office, for it to be legitimate.
Right, right. You make good points. One other thing, too, I wanted to talk about, Mark. I think a few weeks ago on the show you were talking about trying to lose some weight or whatnot. Have you considered doing what's called a plant-based diet?
Become a vegetarian?
Almost like vegan. Like, don't do any animal products. It's actually, I'm doing it right now. I went over to Beaverton, Oregon, and I talked to a doctor. I had a famous doc named Craig McDougall, and he has pretty much shown me how to do a plant-based diet. And I was kind of skeptical at first about doing this. And I, you know, I've always been kind of a heavy guy. And I've had terrible muscle inflammation, you know, in back in the day from gluten and from the meat and just like stuff in the meat. And I've been doing, you know, potatoes and fruits, vegetables. And I'll tell you, I've lost a good amount of inches, some weight. I'm feeling better. And I'll tell you this, the only thing I really miss is I'm a big tuna fish guy. You know, the meat I can do without, but the tuna was something I was really craving. But now I've been doing the plant-based diet. No animal products, no milk, no dairy. And I'll tell you, it's definitely something to look into. I mean, I know you raise pigs.
You'll lose weight.
Yeah. I know you raise pigs and chickens on your land, but
just pigs.
Just pigs. Okay.
I help help another farmer with her chickens. So I process about 150 chickens a year. By process, you mean kill and stick your hand up in their guts.
Oh, okay. But I mean, to do a plant-based diet, it's very satisfying. My girlfriend and I are doing it, and we love it. And I'll tell you, I eat about 2 times a day, and it's great.
You eat just twice a day?
Usually a lunch and a dinner, maybe a snack in between here and there, but that's about it. And
so what does your average lunch consist of? Like 73 cucumbers?
No, you don't want to do that much, but I will do like 2 baked potatoes, like in the microwave, and I will do maybe like a tomato, avocado, and like half a cucumber with a little bit of vinegar, or maybe for breakfast I'll have some oatmeal and like 2 or 3 bananas. And I'll tell you, I'm very satisfied.
So you're having a dry baked potato, like no butter, obviously, because you can't do that. So
no butter, and I'll tell you, it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. And maybe you put more.
Sounds awesome.
It sounds like Stockholm syndrome. Is what it sounds like.
I know it sounds weird, but I'll tell you, I had my doubts at first, but I've never felt better, and the weight is definitely coming off, and I'm not.
I believe those two things. I believe those two statements when you say them. You've never felt better, and the weight is coming off. I believe that entirely. And once one sees something like that happening, I can imagine you can get pretty excited about it at that point. It's, you know, that would be something to be able to get excited about, like feeling better and the weight falling off. I guess the best way for me to describe this is I feel entirely disempowered around the thought process of cutting meat out of my diet. Like it makes me feel like I'm drowning, you know, that kind of sort of lack of power or control.
Right. I know what you mean. It's just
Mike, I'd love to talk to you about it more. Let me call in and talk about it later, what your successes are. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4611. 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I should mention that you can call us on Skype. I haven't done that this show. What you can do is just, you know, ping our username, send us a request at lrn.fm. That's our username. We'll approve it, and then you can call in. Generally, you sound a bit better on Skype, depending on the quality of the microphone you're using, but usually you sound better on Skype. And, of course, there's the telephone lines at 855-450-3733. That's available to you. So, it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Go ahead.
I wanted to bring something up in relation to the, you know, since we were having that sort of diet discussion before then, I wanted to bring up something that I learned a little while ago because it became news about gluten intolerance. Have you heard that gluten intolerance is not a real thing?
Mostly I've heard that.
Yeah. So essentially what these scientists came out, and I hope this is probably going to make some people like lose their minds, but essentially these scientists came out and said that if you're gluten, you know, people who are saying that they're gluten intolerant, well, first of all, that's just not true. You either have celiac disease or you don't. There's no sort of in-between. You're not just slightly sensitive to gluten. But what they've discovered is that essentially the people who probably think that they have this gluten sensitivity are probably what is are sensitive to what are called FODMAPs. It's an acronym. And before I explain exactly what FODMAPs are, I guess the sort of reason why I brought this up, and Mark, you and I kind of had a short discussion, is just, you know, I had lost in the past, I've gained a lot of it back, I'd lost somewhere between 70 and 90 pounds.
Yeah,
at
I've
one
seen
point.
You thinner, I've seen you fatter.
Yeah,
and,
I go back and forth. Well, yeah. I went way down when I started doing crazy amounts of exercise, and I went low carb.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, and I stopped being low carb and decided I liked food.
Because carbs are good.
They're really good. They don't do much for your, you know, health, but they sure do taste good. So I felt really good eating diet, consisting of mostly meat. And it's sort of like, well, if you can lose weight doing these, you know, high protein, high meat, high fat diets, and you can lose a lot of weight eating these completely vegetable, plant-based diets, it's like, well, sort of where's the intersect? And I've read some interesting articles, you know, some people, there was actually a set of twins that just did almost no sugar, high fat, you know, low carb diet.
Yeah, they did both.
Another twin, yeah, they did both. And
it was fascinating.
And they kind of both felt awful and neither one liked the diet.
Who the hell likes diets?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, I will say the low carb diet was not really all that hard. I mean, it's a little bland in my.
You really don't call something that you enjoy doing a diet.
You can say it's well, eating. Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I enjoy it, exactly. You know, obviously I'm not doing it now, and I've gained a bunch of weight from not doing it. But at any rate, I think that there's sort of an intersection. I think one of those intersections is in this FODMAP kind of thing rings a little true for, I think, a lot of people who might have this sort of what they think is a gluten sensitivity. So what's a FODMAP? All right. I think you might be interested in this, Mark. So FODMAP, the F in FODMAP stands for fermentable. Fermentable carbohydrates are carbohydrates that are fermented by bacteria instead of broken down by our digestive enzymes. In most people, some fermentable carbohydrates are healthy sources of food for helpful bacteria that ferment them. These can include the prebiotics and actually improve digestive and overall health. In people with FODMAPs intolerance, certain carbohydrates become too fermentable, resulting in gas, bloating, pain, poor digestion, as well as a proliferation of unwanted pathogenic bacteria. And that would account for, like, a lot of breads and certain, you know, easily digestible, easily, you know, simple carbohydrates that are broken down too easily and ferment, you know, certain sugars.
Okay.
So O is for oligosaccharides. There are short chain carbohydrates, including fructo oligosaccharides, and FOS or insulin, and galactans, raffinose or stachyose. Fructans.
None of these words mean anything.
Yeah,
to you,
sure. I shouldn't even. Fructans are chains of fructose with a glucose molecule at the end. Galactans are chains of galactose with a fructose molecule. So what that means is it's essentially a lot of sugar,
sure.
Fruit sugar, that kind of thing.
Okay. Makes people feel bad?
Yeah, it can be, if you're FODMAP sensitive.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Too much, it's essentially. I mean, obviously, any of this stuff in moderation is not going to be, but if you're sensitive.
It sounds like these people are going after my wine with fermentation and fruit.
Sure, but if you drink too much, I mean, it's widely known, if you drink too much wine, that can make you feel really bad in a lot of different ways.
it can make you wake up in a gutter.
So D is for disaccharides. These are pairs of sugar molecules.
Now, is my understanding a certain amount of red wine, like 2 glasses of red wine a day, is generally considered good for you?
Right, sure. But it might be less than that. That number might be lower for people with a sensitivity, right? So the disaccharides are milk sugars, lactose, galactose molecule, glucose molecules. Like some milk sugars can be, some people can be sensitive to those.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people, lactose.
M, monosaccharides. And you notice a theme here. These are all like different sugars for the most part.
Well, sugar's poison. I think they've almost made that 100% clear.
Right. It's just like alcohol.
It can be very, very difficult to pare down, but it's bad news, man. You shouldn't be getting more than 200 calories a day out of sugar. And that is hard,
right?
Especially if you're talking about, I'm talking about like sort of dextrose type sugar, the refined stuff, especially.
Yeah. So this says free fructose is the monosaccharide to watch out for with FODMAPs intolerance. So, you know, soda.
Yeah.
A
is can 180 calories.
Yeah. A is for and. Every good list needs a conjunction.
Oh, yeah.
And then P is for polyols. Polyols include sugar alcohols like xylitol, sorbitol, and maltitol. For an idea of their effects, type one of them into Google and note the autofill choice. So, you know, here's a hint. It's usually diarrhea or constipation or gas. And, yeah, I when I was doing the low-carb thing, have you ever had any of that sugar-free candy?
Yeah.
A lot of those have that maltitol or the sorbitol or the xylitol. Xylitol is not so bad. I haven't had a problem with that, but xylitol is deadly to a lot of animals, like really, really super deadly. Amounts, like if your dog gets xylitol gum, your dog's probably dead, you know, like that type of thing. But those, like sorbitol, oh, I've never had worse stomach pain than after having, like, some candy, you know, like, and it wasn't even, like, a lot. I think it was, like a half a bag of those, like, you know, like, little, they're like, what do you call those? They're the candy that you put in your mouth and you suck on them for a while.
Hard candy.
Yeah, hard candy.
That's cool. If you, there's a really great review on Amazon of the sugar-free gummy bears.
I've seen
this. I'm going to post that on the Facebook page.
Oh, that's just a good half an hour of entertainment reading the reviews on those.
People talking about rating them, you know, 5 stars and talking about how they've never enjoyed, you know, having to run so much of their lives. Dear God, it's hilarious.
Oh, those are very funny.
Yeah, they could really, people are great. There's some really creative writers out there on the internet. And this is some of the best stuff when you're getting a chance to look at this. I'll put it at the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. But I do want to tease what we're going to be talking about next hour, Johnson.
Sure.
And apparently, without much ado, it looks like there's an executive order that's come out. So Obama, again, sort of passing mandates, and he's declaring computer hacking to be a national emergency. Does that sound right to you?
It sounds ridiculous. I mean, it sounds like what's called techno panic, and yeah, it sounds like it's seeping into the government.
Well, a lot of the people in the Bitcoin sphere are very concerned about what this could mean for Bitcoin. You know, what does it mean? Because they're talking about financing, you know, from outside the country and these sorts of things, and this could be a bad thing in that sphere. So,
nothing the government does is going to ever probably be that great for Bitcoin, to be honest. I mean, let's just think about that. There's not really going to be much that the government's going to do for you here, you know.
Well, they've been better and they've been worse on the topic, but I see what you're saying. Essentially, the government produces the money, or a quasi-governmental agency known as the Federal Reserve produces the money. So Bitcoin is in direct competition with their money, in the same way that other nations, like their money, the euro, the ruble, you know, the yuan, these sorts of things are also in competition. So you'll hear terminology like the dollar is strong or the dollar is weak, and those have they both have their own advantages and disadvantages when you're looking at things, but you know, to some extent it's a bit of a horse race. So I'm concerned with the idea that the president is this is a declaration. This is not Congress coming out. The people have not spoken here. This is the executive just laying out a mandate. And I find this to be very upsetting when it's done. And, you know, what does this mean for these enforcement agencies?
These executive orders are just dirty.
What's the SEC going to do? What's the Securities and Exchange Commission? What's the Fed going to do? What are these people going to do? I don't know. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Your opinions welcome. 855-450-3733.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.